Yeah, I just wanted to mention, since somebody's asking about the Grizz's formulation, which is that the Grizz, that this piece is written up in the Haggadah, and it's not written by the Grizz himself. It's Kisvei Talmidim, it says. So, you know, it's hard to know exactly what the Grizz said, but the truth of the matter is, the way we formulated it is that based on Yaakov's point that the Rambam holds that there's definitely a chi of mice and atila for truma, that every time you eat truma, you chayiv in a mice and atila, it seems. I mean, it seems pretty clear, actually. So you have to say that even by truma, there's a mice, but it's a mice letahara. If you read the Grizz's piece inside, it sounds like there's no need for a mice there. It sounds like you just need tahara, a state of tahara. But the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says, I don't have the Rambam in front of me, but each time that you eat truma, you chayiv in a tila, he says. He shouldn't say that. He should say, if you die in tahara, so you don't need a netila. So that's first of all. So the two halachas, the way we're understanding the Grizz is that srach truma means that there's that they instituted a mice and a tila of tahara. There's a din of tahara, of yadayim tahoros, even by chulin. But then there's a separate idea, mishum mitzvah, meaning a mice and a tila per se. Not because of taharas yadayim. It's a separate institution of a mice and a tila. And there we said the kiyam really is an idea of kedusha. It's a kedusha. It's a separate mice of a makadesh yadayim. That's a separate thing. That's a mice per se. That's a different idea. That's how we understood the Grizz. In other words, according to one, the mice and atila is just to produce a certain state of tahara, just like in the laws of tumah tahara. Simply a state of tahara. That's the objective. In the other one, It's to really render the yadayim netulos. It's netila per se that's what they instituted. Now we're saying what addresses that? I mean, what concept is that? Just the netila means because it's a mice of kiddush. It's like we compared it to right kiddush yadav raglav for migdash. That has nothing to do with tahara. It's simply a different idea of a mice. It's a different concept. The thing to look into is why by truma, where the real essence of the halacha is tahara, is that yadav should be in a certain state of tahara, why is it that every time you're supposed to do it? I mean, why can't you say, let's reflect, are my hands tahoros? If they are, okay, so I don't need a netila now. But no, it sounds like you can't say that. Question is, why not? If the essence is really the state of taharas by truma, so we have to look into that. That would be a separate thing to look into that halach over there. Read it to me, and I'll say it on the tape. Yeah, the Rambam is in Perek Yud Aleph halacha what? Chaim, what halacha? Yud Aleph Zayin. Go ahead. Kol haochel truma afilu peros. Tzarech netilas yadayim, af al pisha you yadav taharos. So that's pretty open. If you read the Grizz's piece inside, it doesn't sound that way. It sounds like if the taharos, you don't have to worry about it. But obviously, the person, you know, whoever wrote that piece wasn't careful. I mean, you could think that if you were learning Avos Hatumos and you're reading the original institution of Shlomo Melech, where the Ram talks about the evolution of netilas yadayim, you could get that sense, but I mean, it's pretty open here in Hilchos Trumas otherwise. So let me just put down this other svar, yeah. Yeah, as long as we're talking about this idea of state of tahoros, there is tempting another svara to explain the Gemara in Chulin about Shas Hadchak. Right? That when the advice was given to Bnei Piksa, the Arvos, that they should do netil in the morning and be masna, right? So there was so it's only b'shas adchak. So the question was, What kind of lacham? A manashach. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. So the another possibility. We learned. We learned that the idea was that there's two ways to relate the Maisa Netila to the Yadayim. So he held that the immediate relationship of time, that relationship of Tekef, is a greater relationship. So that's L'chadchila. Only Bidyevik can use the institution of Masna. There is another possibility, logically at least, that the Chacham could have said that normally what you need is tahoros. You need a yad of tahoros, and you need a maisa netila. But shas adchak, they were mafkia the demand of a maisa netila. And as they went back to the original idea of Shas Adchak, simply to say, all you need in Shas Adchak will suspend the chiyuv of a Maisa Netila and just say, all you need is Tahoras. You just need Yad of Tahoras. Yeah. Yeah, but this approach cannot work according to Rashi. It wouldn't be consistent in Rashi. Why? Because Rashi learns that Masna is something beyond being Shomer Yadav from Tuma and Tinuf. So Masna means something else, and he told them to be Masna. So if it was just an idea that the Chacham suspended the Maisa Netila, then he should never have told them to be Masna in the Shas Adchak case. He should have just said to them, okay, do Netila Shacharis, and be careful of your hands from Tinuf and Tuma. That's what he should have said to them. But instead, he invoked the method of Masna. So that can't work according to Shitas Rashi. But if you would learn that Masna means something else, in other words, Masna means exactly that. Masna means really being Shomer Yadav, that's what it means. It means a certain awareness, not to be Mesiach Daito Mayhem, then that idea would work. So I mentioned the idea because it is a logical formulation, but it doesn't, according to the way we learn, according to Rashi, you couldn't say that that's what he meant. You have to say the first idea, and it's the idea of Masna, and it's a lower level relationship. But you could learn the other way. But you'd have to interpret the Gemara differently. Okay. Okay. All right, so now we have to, let's go back to Rabbeinu Tam. Right, so Rabbeinu Tam wants to answer the question, right, Tosus's question, which is that if it's Tekef L'Netila Suda, and you see the Gemara says that Hanota Lo Yikadesh, so how could you be Masna altogether? So Rabbeinu Tam answers that here the Gemara is talking about Masna Shacharis. And the question is, what does he mean? What kind of answer is that? Masna Shacharis. Okay, so let's take a look at Rabbeinu Yonah. Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachas. Okay, so the Rabbeinu Yonah is found on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis in Dape Harif in Brachos, Divrei Amaschil Notel Adam Yadav Shacharis. So in the middle of that piece, he raises the question of Tosos. Yeah, so Rabbeinu Yonah says, Heich Omer Shevetila Shacharis Yipata Kol Yom B'Tnai. Right, it's right where it says brachas dafnun beis on beis. V'yesh lomar dahasam shelo hisna b'netila shel shachris v'nischayev litel b'shas achila Here it's talking, that over there it's talking about, when the Gemara Bracha says, Tekef Netila Suda, there it's talking about that he wasn't Masna with the Netila Shel Shachris. Meneschayev Litol B'Shas Achila. And he was Chayev, he obligated himself to do a Netila at the time of eating. Bazeh Amru Tekef Netila Suda. The Ma'achar Shenotel Yadav Lechol, that since he went and was did Netila Sidayim for Achila, Yesh Lo Lechol Miyad. He must eat immediately. Shelo yasiach daito bein tayim. There should be no hesach das in the interim. Aval bazesh eino mechuyav litol b'shas achila. But in this case, where he's not chayav yet to do a netila, because he's not eating, it's early in the morning. Sharei shomer osa me'aboker, and he was careful with them. He guarded them from the morning. V'hisna alehem, and he made a tanai alehem. Lo amru tekef netila suda. There, they never said, take a fentila, Suda. So the question is, what does Rabbeinu Yonah mean? But you see, he's saying categorically that there is a difference between an atila lachila and an atila shachris. Okay, meaning, what does atila shachris mean? It means an atila shelo l'shem achila. Which is exactly the way the Ramah has it. Right? Dumya de Shachris, the Ramah says. Dumya de Netila Shel Shachris. So the question is, what does that mean? What's the concept here? Key there, it's not B'Shas Achila. No, it's Rabbeinu Yonah. The key here is, it's Shelo B'Shas Achila. Why should you say it specifically Shachris? In other words, an atila shel shachris is a classic case of an atila shelo l'shem achila. There aren't exactly too many atilas like that in a day. That's the classic one. Everyone's notel yadav shachris. That's a halacha. You chayev to do that. And you see, the Ramah says dum yad shachris. Makes sense. Why should it be something specific to Shachris? That's a very hard thing to understand. It means it's Shelo L'Shem Achila. That's the categorical idea. There's two kinds of Netilas. An Atila L'Shem Achila, and an Atila Shelo L'Shem Achila. What is the greatest example of that? Netila Shachris. That's the way, that's how I'm learning Rabbeinu Tam. That's how I understand Rabbeinu Yonah, and I'm in good company. That's the way the Ramah has it. If you want to learn that it's not like that, then you're going to have to tell me, you know, you couldn't be masna on a netilas mincha. The guy washed his hands for tefilas mincha. According to you, he couldn't be masna to eat dinner later. All right, you'll have to tell me what the svara there would be. If you want to learn that way, fine. Why it works. And there's where Rabbeinu Yonah says, aval bazeh she'ino mechuyav litol b'shas achila, okay? That he's telling you exactly what the idea is, why Masna works there, because it's a case she'ena mechuy of litol b'shas achila. So why should it only be restricted to shachris? It should be any case she'ena mechuy of litol b'shas achila. Namely, what you're doing in atila that has no relationship to achila at this point. Atila. When are you chayiv to have no break and Masna doesn't work? That's his previous line above, where v'nischayev litol b'shas achila, b'zeh amru tekef netila suda. The ma'ach shenotel yadav le'achol, yesh lo le'achol miyad. But if you're not notel yadav le'achol, then you can do it tonight. So why should you restrict it to only shachars? That's not the way to learn it.